Was a very busy week in Jefferson City, not just for the Missouri Senate, but for people filing to run for varying offices throughout the state.
Right. We had visitors from all over the state who came on the opening day of filing for the August primary and the November 2016 election. So that was a multitude of statewide people, some people running for U.S. Congress or U.S. Senate. All of the members of the House of Representatives are required to run every 2 years. So anybody running for those seats was here. And then half of the members of the Senate, whose terms are 4 years. So that does not include me. So if anybody out there wanted to run against me, they're going to have to wait for another couple of years. But meantime, if you are interested in running for any of the positions that we have here in the General Assembly or statewide that are open, you have until March 29th of this year to come to Jefferson City and to file. And you can look on the Secretary of State's website, that is sos.mo.gov, and get all the details about what you need and what qualifications you have to have. There are certain age restrictions. I think you have to be paid up with your taxes and pay a small fee in order to run. But competition is healthy, and we have a lot of people that we saw that came to file this week. So hope we can welcome you to do the same. From there, in terms of other things that we did this week, we did have the American Federation of Suicide Prevention, the AFSP, was here this week and invited those of us who have suicide prevention and awareness bills to come and meet with them, talk to their members about not only what we're doing, where we are in terms of each piece of legislation as it moves through the process, but also to invite them to do what they need to do to get in touch with their legislators, leadership in the House and the Senate, to make sure that these bills move forward and we get something across the finish line this year in order to really save people's lives. So we were delighted to have them in the Capitol this week. On the floor, one of the issues debated during the week was ethics reform. And this ethics reform came in the form of what is often referred to as the revolving door, with a legislator either leaving his or her position in the middle of their term or at the end of the term and going immediately to take a lobby job, and oftentimes lobbying the very people with whom they just finished serving. And there's a real concern around that. And then in the House, they sent over a bill to the Senate that said people have to wait a year after serving before they are eligible to work for a lobbying firm that would then have them come to Jefferson City to become a lobbyist here. When that bill came over to the Senate, we changed it and we put, I think, one good part in it and one, you know, not so good. And the good part was we said, you know, when you make a commitment to the public who elected you, you have to finish out your term. And whether that means you actually complete it by serving in Jefferson City or whether you leave early for unknown reasons, but you have to wait until that actual term is over before you can lobby. And then originally the bill had a 2-year wait after that or a 1-year wait after that. We voted on all of those things. Nobody was willing to take a roll call vote and see where individual legislators stood, even though I was one of the two people, I guess, who wanted us to be able to be on the record for our votes there. At the end of the day, not on the record, we passed a piece of legislation that says there is no time in between when your term ends and when you might serve as a lobbyist. So, you know, we haven't really solved, on the Senate side anyway, the same problem that so many people have talked to us about, me leaving my position or someone else leaving his or her position and turning around and immediately coming back the next session and lobbying the people with whom we just served. That bill, at some point, we'll see how the Senate and the House match up and whether it goes to conference and whether we are able to reach some kind of an agreement on ethics legislation. We had a brief conversation on the floor. Senator David Sater has a bill that does not allow women who have received the early diagnosis of Down syndrome during their pregnancy to access an abortion if that's the reason. So if a woman talks with her doctor and lets her doctor know that her baby has been diagnosed as having Down syndrome, she wants to get an abortion. Not her doctor, but the doctor who would be performing the abortion would be subject to a criminal penalty. This is a bill that was briefly talked about and laid over. It's a bill that I will be among those who are fighting against it because I believe this is not the government's decision to make for the woman and her family who has received this early diagnosis. And I also have to wonder why Down syndrome, why not other kinds of illnesses or diseases that a child might be afflicted with early, that we know about early in a woman's pregnancy. So, you know, we all, many of us know people, families with kids with Down syndrome, and the kids that I know are wonderful children, and there is any of us us who have kids, whether they are completely healthy or whether they have any kind of illnesses or disabilities, we know that we all grow to love those kids. So we are not in any sense of the word saying that Down syndrome children are any less than any other of our kids. What we're saying is it should be the woman and her family's right to make this legal decision about whether to have an abortion for whatever reason she chooses. And we don't think the government should interfere with that decision, that very personal decision. So we also debated on the floor this week a bill that was eventually laid over, but it was about Missouri putting into place immigration laws, and immigration laws that were based on what is called illegal reentry. So there are two components to this. The first is an undocumented immigrant who has come into our state and who is charged with the not criminal but civil crime of illegally entering. In other words, that person did not have the appropriate paperwork, is then sent out of the country. And then should that person come into the country again, that person now is eligible in Missouri, if this law passes, to be charged with a felony with a minimum of 5 and up to 15 years in prison, when the only civil offense that was created was that this person was undocumented. Now, one of the reasons that I am opposed to this bill is, first of all, it's very clearly unconstitutional. It is very clear that immigration matters. They are federal law and they are under the purview of the federal government. The state of Missouri and all of the other states cannot be putting into place a patchwork of laws where you are treated one way in one state and a different way in another. This is a federal issue. It needs to be handled at the federal level. And so for that reason, I'll be voting against this unconstitutional proposal. And that's pretty much it. We've been lobbied quite a bit about an Anheuser-Busch InBev bill and about some potential Ameren and other electric utilities bills that they want to see passed that I think further deregulate them or give them the ability to really regulate themselves. So we'll be talking more about those in the coming weeks as those bills come forward. And thank you so much for this opportunity and for listening and for paying attention to what's going on up here in Jefferson City.